Muhammad makes a living selling charcoal. A single taxi fare in Syria's capital, Damascus, costs the same as her daily income. So she carries out her errands across the city on foot.
I have a daughter working towards her high school certificate. One of the main reasons she failed her class was because of transport. She registered at a school. She would walk if she couldn't catch public transportation. If she couldn't find any, she would need a taxi, which I cannot afford.
She says people in the city have stopped socializing because of the spiraling fuel costs. Taxi and minibus drivers in Syria struggled to make a living during a decade of conflict. And now, with the surge in energy prices around the world, it's becoming tougher. 2 weeks ago, authorities more than doubled the cost of subsidized petrol.
It's stressful. I have high blood pressure and I've had two strokes, but I want to live. I don't want to beg. It's difficult for me to beg. Even though beggars make more money nowadays, begging is more profitable than the minibus.
In the 11 years since the war in Syria began, its local currency has collapsed to barely 1% of its pre-war value. And that's leaving little hope for its people. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.